Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
A lot of fun things lined up this hour. Nothing more fun than what we're about to do right here. We like to kick our Thursdays off with our Pet of the Week from the Southland County Humane Society. We have our Executive Director of the Humane Society with us, Madison Rafter. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Madison, I should let the audience look behind the curtain a little bit here. We're talking animal nail, clipping animal nails, and Madison just not only gave me a wonderful random fact, but a rabbit hole that I am going down. Oh, no pun intended. I'm going to be researching this all night now. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Looking forward to getting more weird, fun, random facts with all of our great friends over at the Humane Society. And I wanted to start real quick, Madison. How are things going over there? We know there's some construction and some work being done over there.
Yeah, we have our construction going. So they have torn up our concrete. They tore up some walls. We got the ceiling taken out. They currently just poured concrete yesterday. We got brand new drains in. So things are going smoothly. We're very excited to see how the rest of these building renovations go. Hopefully by the end of January we're supposed to be done. Currently we're not behind on anything, so I hope it just continues to keep going smoothly. But we're still packed beyond dogapee. We still have 9 dogs in the building with not having kennels, so we are definitely full on that aspect. A couple of those animals will be getting fixed later this week, so they should be on the website by the end of the week.
Cool.
And then our cats, we are still full, so
That's good to keep in mind. Just as a note, Melissa, she does have the headphones on, so if you want to interact with Madison, feel free.
Good to know.
When it comes to these the dogs that are in the shelter, Madison, other than the one you mentioned there, are they others up for adoption?
Yeah, so these guys will be available for adoption eventually, but otherwise we do have a couple of them that are still in foster care. So we have 6 of them that are over at a board and train in the area. Those guys are over there just because they don't necessarily do well with dogs. So that's one that they do need to be single dog home only. We also have one kiddo that is in foster that is currently on his second foster home due to no fault of his own. He's just getting bopped around for schedules with the holiday and everything. But that's Fried Noodle. He is still available, and he's an absolute doll. Loves dogs, loves people. He is just such a sweet, sweet dog. The foster parents been like, oh, do I adapt? Do I not adapt?
Yeah, okay.
But he is still available, so we're hoping to get some of these kids adopted before the holiday.
That's, God, that's a great name. That's a wonderful name. And it sounds like a very sweet dog. It sounds like a really sweet, all those dogs, all the animals over there are very sweet. How is it going with room over there in all of this, maneuvering all of that and the logistics of all that?
Yeah, so we're definitely trying to shuffle everybody around. We're based off spacing and size of animals, things like that. We do have our old cat quarantine set up as our dog stray intake for the time being. So we have 5 kennels back there. We've got 2 in medical. I've got a dog in my office. I had a cat in my office last week. So we're kind of just shuffling around based off space, what's going to be best for the animals in our care at this time. So luckily we're doing good, but it's just a little bit of a shuffle.
Appreciate not only the insight, but the mood and the way you guys approach all of this. It is noteworthy and I think inspirational to the rest of us too. But I also appreciate that insight, so that when we're asking people to help with our Humane Society or are looking to adopting one of these furry, awesome animals, they understand all the things that are on your guys' plate and everything that you're dealing with too. So hopefully it brings out a little more empathy this time of year, and we can get a little more help for our Humane Society doing some of the more vital work in our community.
One exciting thing is our cat that's been sitting with us for almost 2 years, Chica, just got adopted the other day.
Hey.
So.
All right.
Congratulations, Chica.
Yeah. Congratulations, Chica. That's a great name, too. Yes. God, guys are good at the name thing. Really good at it. I feel like I could sit there for hours and I wouldn't come up with anything. Bob. That's it. That's all I got.
We take turns. It kind of depends. Sometimes it's like, oh, the people who bring in the animal, they're like, oh, I've got a name. Then sometimes it's like, you know what? I'm not in the mood to name today, so who's taking this name? Or we'll put it to a vote. Sometimes it's a, all right, we got this animal. Who's naming it today? So we try to make it fun, but our staff get a kick out of it. That's
a good way to do it. I like that. We have made the audience wait long enough. Madison, who is our new Pet of the Week?
Our Pet of the Week this week is going to be Dumpling. Dumpling is a Manchester Terrier mix, is my best guess. He's about 8 years old. He came into us as a stray, and I'm not going to lie, he was a little bit of a difficult dog when he first came in. He was not trusting of people at all. It took me 40 minutes just just to get a leash on him the first day. He wanted nothing to do with the rest of my staff for a couple of days. And so he is definitely a scared dog. He doesn't know how to trust people and is just very timid of people. Once he gets comfortable and he has time to acclimate, he is a phenomenal dog. But he is an old man, so he is very set in his ways with a couple of his behaviors. So he does have a little bit of food and resource guarding where he's just like, nope, this is mine, you're not taking it. He also is very stubborn and is not the biggest fan of a leash going on top of him. We're not sure if he used to previously have a back fenced-in yard or something like that. So just going slow with him and working through with him to build that trust is something that he needs. He's a fantastic dog once he's comfortable. He loves other dogs. He romps around in the yard and plays with them. He loves fetch, but he definitely has a little bit of quirks.
I've never said this in my life. I want dumpling. I'm not a dumpling guy. I don't normally eat dumplings. Don't think I've ever eaten a dumpling. But I want dumpling. I want this dumpling. I'm looking at this picture, Madison, and I don't know how you can't not want this dog. I cannot stress this enough how serious I am to the audience right now. I want this dog.
You got to click to a second picture, though.
Yeah, I got to do that. Yeah, this is my kind of guy. Yeah, this is my kind of guy. I think actually dumpling and I have quite a bit in common. I do this jokingly a little bit, but also serious to a point, because if I had an apartment or a house of my own, it would be a perfect fit for me. My mood, my mindset, that I think it matches his in some ways, and I think it'd be a good fit. It seems like animals around this age range tend to do really good with households that have a little more calm in the storm, if you will.
Yep.
I'm not to say that I don't want to begrudge anybody that has children looking at adopting him, certainly. Talk to Madison, talk to the team. They're not going to let you adopt a dog that doesn't fit your family.
Yeah.
Right.
With Dumpling in particular, we did put a PG-10 restriction on him just for the aspect, because of the food and resource guarding. We're not sure if that's due to the fact of the shelter is scary, and we're going to start doing that because it's in the shelter environment. But for his safety, we are putting a PG-10 as well as the children's safety, that, you know what, it's just going to be recommended that a quieter household is going to do better for him that doesn't have a lot of young kids. He's a great dog, but he is a little old and stubborn in his ways, so he does have a couple quirks that just need time, just need working through things like that.
Yeah, just need a little patience. I'm the exact same. Like, I am literally, if I had a dating profile, this would be it. It would be pretty much this. It would be all of this.
My dog at home is just like him, so I'm very used to the behavior, very easy to explain it. So it's one of those things that I understand how Dumpling feels, because he's exactly like my dog.
And, you know, something that this actually popped in my brain the last time we were talking to our friends at the ADRC, our Aging and Disability Resource Center. We have a very strong senior population in this area. Mm-hmm. And so many of these dogs seem like they would be such a good fit for a senior member out there, or a retirement home or something like that. And he seems like would be a really good fit in those scenarios. Encourage anybody, no matter what your age or your situation, reach out to Madison and the team. Find out if Dumpling would be a perfect fit for your family or any of these great furry awesome friends over there just waiting to have a good home.
Yep. He's a great dog. He is fixed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines. He is 8 years old. My best guess on breed is some sort of Manchester Terrier mix. He is about 38 pounds, if I remember off the top of my head correctly. But other than that, he is a really good dog. Just needs time, needs slow interactions, things like that. And I think he would flourish in a home environment.
I don't remember the last time I said this. My face is starting to hurt from smiling, looking at this dog. He's such a cool looking dog.
He is pretty cute.
Go ahead and check him out at SWCHS.com, the wonderful website that our friends at the Humane Society have all their animals up there that you can check out and just check out and look at.
Browse through. Browse. And look,
I couldn't
see.
Think of the word browse. Dang it.
You wanted to say peruse.
That's the word I was looking for, yes. This isn't live. I can fix all this in editing.
Yep. Fix it in post.
Find out more, Madison, if people want to find out more, how can they reach you and your team over there?
Yeah, they can contact us over at the shelter at 715-423-0505. They can shoot us an email at swchs@swchs.com, or they can check out the website and click the contact us button.
Appreciate you taking the time, being able to join us, Madison. I love having you in studio. Thank you so much for the time. Say hi to Dumpling and all of our friends over there, okay?
Will do.
And you can find out more again by reaching out to the Humane Society at their website, SWCHS.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things going on at our local Southwick County Humane Society. We'll have another Pet of the Week for you next Thursday. Be sure to join us for that. We'll take a break, come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Thank you, Mr. Barry. Love that song. Don't know why. Couldn't exactly tell you why. I just love the guitar and everything about it. It's a fun song.
It's very upbeat.
To me, that's one of the better, like, not traditional Christmas songs, but one of those ones, and it comes on, I'm like, oh, yeah, I love this one.
It's not one you traditionally think of.
Mm. I think that's one of the things that I have come to as I'm trying to come, you know, be less of an Ebenezer and all that and enjoy Christmas more. I don't mind Christmas music. I think it's the repetitiveness of certain songs that we hear too much. One of my favorite things about this time of year, though, is hearing songs that we only hear this time of year that you're like, oh, yeah, I do like a Run Rudolph.
That you don't overhear. Yeah.
Yes, yes. That's a key part of this. You're right. Yeah. As we dive into entertainment stuff, we do want to hear from you. I think this is a good roving question. What's your kind of favorite Christmas song that you don't hear, that isn't overplayed maybe, that you don't hear that much? I think that's a strong nomination for me is Run, Run, Rudolph. I think that's a really good one. There's a lot of good ones out there. Let's hear from you guys and hear what you think. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation, and we'll have some fun with that.
Yes.
Diving into a little bit of entertainment news, comedian Jerry Seinfeld was in Tel Aviv on Monday, where he met with freed hostages who have been released by Hamas amid the ongoing war in Gaza between Hamas and Israel.
Oh, my.
He flew there. It was important for him to do it. He says an emotional meeting with representatives of the families of the hostages, as well as hostages who returned from the Hamas captivity. They thanked Mr. Seinfeld for his time and how the importance at which he approached this situation. I don't think as popular and as famous as Jerry Seinfeld is, I think that he's also done a really good job of keeping a lot of his personal life and a lot of his feelings politically or any other really to himself.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of admired that about him. Not that I don't admire it about people that do own those things too, or do share those things. I think it's just, what I admire is that it's not him, so he doesn't try to be something he's not.
And that's important.
Yeah. And, obviously his strong Jewish ties and the importance of that. But the other part of this, too, that I think is important, something that, in a funny enough way, one of the most sillier movies you will ever see, Adam Sandler's Beware of the Zohan or something like that it is. It's a silly movie that Adam Sandler did some years back where he plays an action star.
Okay.
Adam Sandler, the action star. Yes, yes, you heard me right. And it's a silly movie, and I'm not saying it's one of the best movies you'll ever see, or even one of the best Adam Sandler movies, and I'm the biggest fan of the Sandman there is. I will say he pulls off the action role. He does make it believable and everything. But the importance of the movie is showing Jews and Palestinians together and working together and being friends together. One of my favorite stories in human history is about a temple that was burned down during the Crusades. This temple was protected by Jews and Muslims. It's actually the first recorded time in history that Jews and Muslims, if you will, teamed up. But it's not the last time in human history. Mm-hmm. There is many, many, many recordings of not only Jews and Muslims working together, but Muslims and Palestinians, Jews and Palestinians, Catholics and Christians and Jews and Muslims and all of this. We've got many, many, many more stories of this than not. Mm-hmm. And it's important to remember that in these times. It's important to remember that we don't know everything we think we know. If you are not living there, if you are not a part of this, it's hard to say that you can give a complete 100% answer on how you feel on a gray area subject.
Right. And it's a very complicated and complex history that goes back generations upon generations upon generations.
Since this war has started, I have had a friend who is of Palestinian descent stop talking to me. I've also had a couple of Jewish friends stop talking to me because of some of the statements and some of the feelings I have on this. And I don't think I've said anything controversial. I don't think I've said or anything, but I'm not going to ignore it. I'm not going to shy away from it. It's a war going on in our world.
People are dying and suffering.
And it's very easy to say, I take this side or I take that side. Quit worrying about whose side you're on. And just look for information and have some empathy for some people. And I didn't notice I didn't say what people. I just said people. Regardless of how you feel about this situation, it's not easy. There's no perfect answer. But the last thing I think we can afford to do is have two things happen. One, people not talking about it. And two, the only time they want to talk about it is to give you their opinion on it. Your opinion, it only matters to you. Like, when is the last time you yourself, and I'm asking the audience at home to play this game too. You know what? I really want to know what this so-and-so has to say about this. You know, that one talking head or that one person or that one journalist or something like that. I got to hear what they have to say about this. I don't know if that exists anymore. I'm sure that there's some cases out there where, I got to hear what this particular journalist or this particular politician or talking head has to say. But it doesn't exist anymore, really. Your feelings, your opinions matter. But it's also something, that you don't have to share. Not everything has to be tweeted or put out there and everything. And at the same time, in your personal life, I don't think you can ignore these things.
Well, and the other thing to remember, too, is the humanity of what's going on, and instead of putting a label on somebody, maybe actually get to know them as a person,
mm-hmm.
and not by their label, because you'll find out, like as James often points out, we have more in common than we do not.
The only people that want to divide us are the people that have the benefit from that.
Right.
That's
the
key.
That have the power.
It's key in this situation. Anything in life that is going on when that happens, I don't care if it's just you and a buddy or you and a sibling or it's on a level like this. Just ask yourself, who has the benefit from this? Why would they want us divided? And look into it. It doesn't take a lot of digging. In a very Romy and Michelle movie, Bradley Cooper made it his business to show up to his high school reunion. In fact, Cooper told Jimmy Fallon during Tuesday's episode of The Tonight Show that he not only attended his 30-year high school reunion last month, but that he also previously attended his 20 and 25th year reunions. Said it was great. He said the experience at his 30th reunion was a fantastic time, which took place in Philadelphia at the Chestnut Hill Brewing Company, according to their Facebook page. If you go there, you can actually see Cooper seen in photos posting with his former classmates.
Well, good for him.
Didn't tell anybody he was coming, but apparently everybody knew he would be because he had been to the previous ones. And it wasn't a big deal. He wasn't like swarmed by people every second asking to sign autographs and all that.
Yeah, it's different when you knew somebody before they became famous. They're just a person to you.
Quote, when I was in high school, I used to go by Brad, and now I go by Bradley. And I felt like a weird imposter, he said, of writing Bradley on his name tag. But it is my real name, Bradley. But apparently he was being called out for this and being made fun of, and he was having some fun with it and everything. If you were of this status, Melissa, you're the Bradley Cooper status of fame, would you go to your high school reunion?
No.
In this scenario, because I don't go now,
so yeah, I wouldn't go then either.
I to be honest, I haven't been to any of mine. I've kind of wanted to just for the heck of it. There's people that I would love to know how they are and what happened with them. But I think like a lot of us nowadays, when social media has kind of killed the high school reunion.
A little bit.
I mean, we have high school reunions every time we open up Facebook. You know, kind of thing.
If you're friends with people from high school, sure.
Right. Just to that same point, if you wanted to see these people, you already are in touch with them. Chances are. What I will say, and there's a part of me that doesn't really like this, but also can't deny it, and isn't going to lie to the audience. If you had it rough in high school. I mean, if you're Bradley Cooper, it's got to feel pretty darn good to go show up there. This is walking in there, with your Oscar and your Oscar nominations, and you're working with Lady Gaga and all these different things, and
it's the epitome of the movie that's made about high school reunions, where you got to have the fancy car and the awesome significant other, and go out and show off because. you weren't popular in high school, but now you're amazing. Mm. I don't know.
I mean, I don't begrudge people that, really. I think it has a line in the sand, like too much of that or living your life that way. It should be about you. It should be about your accomplishment. But there's nothing wrong with taking a little bit of pride in your accomplishments or how far you've come. I do think that there's a balance there, though, too, with that.
Well, it should be truthful. Most of the movies, it's, I'm going to rent this person for the night. And then I'm going to borrow this, suit right here, and we're going to pretend this car is mine that I just, paid a whole lot of money to rent for 24 hours.
I wanted to wrap up our entertainment section before we get to our local and state news, talking about a wonderful local author, Bria Hoyt, or I should say B.A. McRae. You have heard me ramble about my oldest daughter's work and writing, and I want to make sure that people understand. I am incredibly biased about this, but I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong, though. That doesn't mean I'm wrong about this. I own that I am extremely biased, but don't mean I'm wrong. Bria wrote last year a wonderful Christmas story, The World Ends Christmas Day. It's a mixture of apocalyptic folly and fluffy wholesomeness blended and poured into a holiday cup with a dollop of tragic comedy on top of it. It's got a lot of beautiful tugs at your heart, and it's a really, really fun story.
It sounds intriguing.
You can find it at Amazon.com. Just type into your search bar B.A. McRae or The World Ends Christmas Day, and you can actually either buy it on your Kindle for $4, or you can read it for free.
Nice.
It's beginning to look a lot like Doomsday. The World Ends Christmas Day. Yeah, that's my kid. That's my... be sure to check that out.
Uplifting holiday story.
And I want to do more of this. I am bringing this up as, obviously biased, but also we want more local artists. We know how many great local artists we have in this area. We want them on Director's Cut. We want to feature them on our shows. We support the arts around here. We want you to help us do that. There's, only a handful of people working here. We can only cover so much. We know that there are plenty of people out there that we don't get to hear from. Reach out to our staff and let us know. We'd love to feature you and have you on the show.
Absolutely.
Buy local, support local. That includes the arts, everyone. Mm-hmm. Oh, Melissa, I'm sorry. Normally it's 9:30. I would go right to news and hit that up and everything. But I've got like this. It's bugging me. This elf. I want to help people catch this elf.
Merchant Merlin Merchant Elf.
Yeah. The On the Shelves at Quality Foods IGA promotion has been a lot of fun. We've been enjoying this. And we've got one more hint for you, everybody.
We're wrapping it up.
We're going to catch this mischievous Merchant Merlin Elf no matter what it takes.
One way or another.
Yeah. We're going to give you this hint. Then we encourage you to head on over to the West Grand IGA here in Wisconsin Rapids. When you find that elf, take a picture of him. Mm-hmm. That's it. Capture them with your camera and put the picture on our Facebook pages with the hashtag WRQualityFoods, WRQualityFoods.
It can just be the elf. It doesn't have to include any other people.
Yeah. I encourage you to do that and go ahead and put it on our Facebook pages. We'll collect those submissions. And tomorrow during the show, during the morning show here, we will announce the winner. And that winner will be able to go collect that holiday ham celebration basket over at the West Grand IGA.
And make your holidays merry with some ham.
Enjoy, everybody. And are you ready for the hint? You ready?
I'm ready. Ready.
Here we go, everybody. With nimble grace, the elf orchestrates a symphony of colors and scents, turning the mundane aisles into a magical garden.
Ooh. This is a little harder.
I think this is the toughest one that they've had. Yes. and I love it. Again, that hint one more time. With a nimble grace, the elf orchestrates a symphony of colors and scents, turning the mundane aisles into a magical garden.
Nice.
Now, if that hint wasn't good enough for you, you think, well, geez, I don't know where. You got to go to Quality Foods IGA and go up and down the aisles, and there's stuff. Oh, I needed butter anyway. I'm gonna go grab butter, or you get something like that you got to do.
And you'll find at least three or four other things you needed and forgot about.
You know it's true. You know this is true. It's the holidays. There's something you forgot. You're gonna be able
and
to pick
nothing
it up.
Else. Stop and get a donut. Or pick up lunch while you're at the deli.
God, they got a good deli. Check out their deli, everybody. We might meet you there. Head on over to West Grand Quality Foods IGA. Help us with this Elf on the Shelves fun contest we've been having. Get a picture of that elf and get it on our Facebook pages. Meet them over at 1021 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Open right now. Head on over there at 1021 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Big shout out to our friends over at West Grand IGA.
Yeah, we like them.
We will take a break, get to our local and state news. When we come back, the five oddest museums in the world.
Nice.
Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR.
Mm-hmm. Getting funky.
Yeah. Let them know, Rev. Gotta love this song. They only get to hear it one time a year. Like for a month, I could listen to this.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue, the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my god, a ill reindeer. But then I was dealing with a man.
Oh, Run DMC. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. You guys are awesome. We appreciate you. We got fun things lined up throughout the rest of the show. A little preview for tomorrow. We're going to kick off our show here at WFHR talking about our 30 hours of Christmas. We'll break that down for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably kick off the we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our three ghosts. We'll be joining you with that.
Yes, we will.
It's going to be fun. For now, I want to get into this one with you, Melissa. And if there is one thing we understand, especially in this country, but it's true around the world, there's one rule when it comes to museums. If it exists, there is almost certainly a museum dedicated to it.
Somebody collected it.
There are some pretty interesting hobbies and collections out there. I've mentioned before one of my best friends, Steve, he collects Pez dispensers. he's got, and I cannot tell you how many he has.
There's got to be a bazillion.
So many. My mom used to be a luck, collect a couple of things. She liked matchbooks covers, like a lot of people do, and collecting those.
Not as easy to find now.
Yeah. Coca-Cola things, that kind of stuff. I think it's one of the fun things we do as human beings, and it just becomes on a bigger level when you have a museum dedicated to it.
Right.
And we got for you right here a collection of the most weirdest and interesting oddest museums in the world. And we go to the first on our list, the Bunny Museum in Altadena, California.
Bunny Museum.
Candace Frizzee and Steve Lombansky started the tradition of giving each other rabbit-related gifts on their very first Valentine's Day as a couple in 1993. And their collection of bunny items now numbers a Guinness World Record-setting 40,550 pieces.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of bun buns.
The couple started showing off their bunny memorabilia in 1998 when they opened their Pasadena house to the public as the Bunny Museum.
That's hilarious. So that they give each other gifts so often that, all right, well, let's just open a museum.
Yeah, right? Yeah, let's make some money off of this. We've already spent a lot of money on the figurines. We got to make money back.
Oh, my.
The Bunny Museum and the collection has grown so large by 2017 that they had to move the museum into its own building in Altadena. The Bunny Museum is open 7 days a week from noon to 6.
Wow.
This is actually one a little closer to home that I would check this one out.
Yeah.
The Sock Monkey Museum in Long Grove, Illinois.
Sock monkeys are cool.
Arlene and Michael Okuna bought their first sock monkey from a Cracker Barrel restaurant in 2006. And they subsequently started scoring estate sales, garage sales, and antique stores for the handmade stuffed animals.
Well, let's hope their museum outlasts the Cracker Barrel restaurant.
Right. Yeah. Nice. The Sock Monkey Museum now has 2,098 sock monkeys on display. Earning another Guinness World Record for the title.
That's cool.
The museum even includes an interactive exhibit where visitors can make their own sock monkeys.
Oh, that's cool.
That's what sold me on this. Like that is a really cool idea. That I got to think that when they thought of that, like just epiphany, like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. It is open from noon to 4 Thursday through Sunday.
Hmm.
I smell a team building exercise museum. I think
we've got a list growing.
Yeah, yeah.
One of these days, maybe we'll do something.
One day. A little bit more. We're still got to get up there to have coffee together.
That's right. At the coffee coop.
Is that where we're going? I want to go there. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Museum of Hangovers in Zagreb, Croatia.
Okay, that is weird.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of things do you have on display?
I have not pre-read this, so I'm a little nervous. I'm a little... Reno Dubkovic said he was inspired to open a museum dedicated to next-day drinking regrets while sharing stories of drunken misadventures with some friends. The Museum of Hangovers features exhibits including a collection of unusual items people found after a night of heavy drinking. A beer goggles reflect a testing room and an interactive area where visitors can share their own hangover experiences.
Okay, that's funny.
I got to admit that, at first it didn't seem entertaining at all. The idea of making these more interactive, I think is where we're going with museums. And I think it's important to note that because, you and I love museums. I think many, many people out there do. We want to keep these things around.
Yeah. Well, and I think the fun thing about that one is there's, a large part of the population of the world. Let's not just focus on Wisconsin for a moment, because, that museum is a long ways away. But but there are a lot of people who don't drink. So to be able to go to a museum and experience beer goggles and those kind of put yourself in that situation, it's a way to experience it without damaging your body or having a night of regrets.
The museum is open 10 to 10 every day of the week. That's a good one. How about we go real... Well, wait a minute. Let me see here. There's the Disgusting Food Museum in Malmö, Sweden.
Interesting.
That museum has the strange and smelly foods from around the world featured in the museum.
Strange and smelly foods.
There is some... Pretty rough ones to there too. There's some pretty not sure about that one.
As a museum, you usually have items that you can have in a case that stay behind glass. How could you do that with food?
It's a great question. I'm not even
sure. Smello museum.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I want to even know the answers. I'm not sure how they do that. Pull that off.
Well, that would be a job. Okay, you're going to be a curator at our museum. You're required to make this every 3 days because we got to replace our displays.
That's a great point. Being the curator at that. Oh God, that's a good point, man. I don't know. That person is getting paid. I hope that person is getting a good check.
That better be.
And we wrap up local, of course. That's what we do around here. Redner's Rescued Cat Figurine Museum.
Meowzium?
Meowzium in Menominee, Wisconsin. We're going to
Rescued Cat Figurines.
We're going to beautiful Menominee. Shout out to our listeners and our friends over there. Sean Redner and Hillary Siegel Redner said that they bought their first dozen secondhand or, quote, rescued cat figurines on a whim one day. Their collection now has over 13,000 figurines from thrift stores, antique malls, and more recently, donations from families.
Oh, my.
Redner said he was looking at his figurine collection one day when he came up with the idea of giving tours of the couple's home and donating the proceeds to local cat rescues.
Oh, that's awesome.
The Redner's Rescued Cat Figurine Mew Zam was born after this. Currently decked out as a festive feline wonderland, they will be they're open for walk-ins from 11 a.m. until 5 on December 26th, and tours are available by appointment Monday through Friday from 5 to 8, and on the weekends at 11 a.m. with at least 24 hours advance notice.
That's got to be hard if it's your home.
Yeah. That I admire that a lot, actually. I don't like strangers in my, house. I'm not great about that. I can't imagine doing something like this. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then just constantly being 24, at least they have, you know, a request for notice.
Yeah, yeah. You want to find out more? Redner's is on Cleveland Avenue in beautiful Menominee Falls. You can give them a call at 414-215-4935. That's 414-215-4935. They've also got a great Facebook page. Encourage you to check out.
Need some more cat figurines in your life.
And while they may not have cat figurines or smelly food or anything, if you haven't been there in a while or if you've never been there, cannot encourage you enough to reach out to our friends at the Southwood County Historical Museum.
Yes.
Their December office hours are by appointment only, so you're going to have to give them a call, 715-423-1580. That's 423-1580. But be sure to do that. Check out their webpage, swch-museum.com. And if you can't get there now, when they open their doors in spring, we'll let you know, and we'll encourage you to head on over there and check it out.
Indeed.
It's important to keep history alive. This is your history. Help them do so at the Southwood County Historical Museum. And we say a good morning and a happy holidays to all of our friends over there.
Happy holidays.
We got to get them on the air. It's been too long. We got to get them on the air with us.
That would be fun.
We will take a short break, come back, and have nothing but fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone.
Through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. A jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Welcome back to the show.
That's a fun version.
It's a fun version. It's a different one. I like it. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks for joining us. Got a That Ain't Right story to get to, and it's up to you to decide where the That Ain't Right part is.
Ooh.
You're probably familiar with the nerd emoji, with the dark glasses and the buck teeth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
At least I think that's how it looks on a lot of... I know Apple has it that way. I'm not sure how the other version of it, but there is another version of it on other phones.
Okay.
Well, a 10-year-old boy in the UK named Teddy is uncomfortable with it and thinks it's insulting to people like him who wear glasses. So he's launching an online petition to have it tweaked. He wants the teeth replaced with a smile and for it to be named Genius Emoji. And last we checked, and I looked at it this morning, the petition had 209 signatures. Let me just double check since it's been a couple of hours. And let's see here. It's risen a little bit.
Oh, good.
Very cool. Teddy even drew a photo of what he'd like to see the genius, quote, genius emoji look like. Apple has not responded, which I feel like is a huge, huge failure on their part.
They could use all the good PR they can get right now.
You ain't kidding, Melissa. They should be thanking this kid. Thanks for teeing us up here and giving us an opportunity to look
chance for positive press.
Yeah, a chance to look human for a second.
Yeah.
The longer they don't answer this kid, the only the more it goes up.
The worse they look.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame. It really is. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they have to do this. That's their choice as a business and everything like
that. They could add another emoji.
I don't see why not. But I think, you know, you won't, it's so important in this day and age that you balance these things. There's a young man, Tommy DeVito, a quarterback for the New York Giants. He's kind of been rushed into the spotlight. One, because apparently it's okay to still make fun of Italians and do the banana and all this stuff and everything. In this day and age where people get canceled left and right, I can't, as an Italian American, I can't understand how this is still okay, but whatever, I digress.
okay.
He had an opportunity. He was supposed to show up at this pizza place. And this was already set in stone long before his name became household. His agent started asking for a little bit more money. Then the pizza place said, no, we already got a contract in place. Now, Tommy didn't know about this, and he found out late. But the damage was already done, and his PR took a hit. And so even if they had paid him more, whatever money he got, he lost in PR.
Yeah.
Like, the smart businesses and the smart people that are handling their careers right understand this. It doesn't matter if you can put a price on PR. It's so vital. It's so important going forward. The way that you come across in these things. I don't know. I think that they could. To me, Apple is that ain't right of this story.
I agree with that. Because this boy is saying, you know, I this emoji looks like me, and it's called nerd, and I don't like that. Although, in my opinion, I think nerd is a compliment.
Yeah, I think it's come a long way. But yeah, I hear what you're. I hear what both you and the boy are saying on this one.
Well, and it's the combination of the glasses and the buck teeth. Mm-hmm. I think the problem there.
Yeah, I think the buck teeth are what do it. Yeah, that pushes it over the limit a little bit. Let's take a quick call here. We only got a couple minutes, but let's take a quick call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, James. You know, if you're in Waukesha and you go north. Mm-hmm. There's a city up there on the bay.
Okay. Yeah. Sheboygan. Yes. Sheboygan.
Ah,
yes.
I made you say it.
Yeah, you got me.
You made him say it.
That was good. Well played. Well played. Nicely done. You have a Merry Christmas, brother. You have a great one. Best listeners in radio. I didn't know where he was going with that for a second.
It took you a second there.
Is that a new drinking coffee game?
make James say Sheboygan.
Yeah. If you make me, or if I say Sheboygan, yeah, take a drink.
Like you need an excuse. It's your favorite word to say.
It is. It is in the top, upper echelon. Top five favorite words to say. You are darn right, Melissa. I love saying Sheboygan.
Oh, we love our listeners.
Best in radio. Appreciate you, brother. Thanks so much. Happy holidays to you and yours. Mm-hmm. We got to get to some good stuff. Let's kick it off with Midday Magazine. Great one lined up for our listeners today. Join us at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Jillian and Lisa are going to join us from Visit Rome.
Oh, good.
Get to focus on the Rome area. A lot of great things going on this time of year. One of my favorite places to be in December is Rome, Wisconsin. It is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I think they're doing it like eating your way through Rome right now on their Facebook page. Just lots of fun.
That is going to be a good one. And in part two at 3:30, Jasmine Carbajal, Associate 4-H Educator with Wood in Marathon County, is going to be joining us. We'll talk a little 4-H.
Perfect.
That's going to be fun. Looking forward to that.
Excellent organization.
Yeah, I love our friends at 4-H. later today on our sister station, WIRI, West Country 105.5, encourage you to join us at 6:55 when our pregame kicks off for girls basketball. Assumption Lady Royals taking on Stratford.
Ooh.
Randy Paul on the call, y'all. Seth going to run the board. You know it's going to sound good with those two.
Be a great game.
Be sure to check it out, everyone. It's going to be a good, good show. Want to get to local stories here, and it is the third Thursday of the month, and that means that Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor are going to be performing at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Oh, and it's a great excuse to get over there. I think this is the last day of their holiday sale as well, so make sure you hear some good music and maybe get some last-minute Christmas gifts.
Say hi to Pete and the gang for us and enjoy and, buy local, support local, support the arts, and say hi to our friends at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Absolutely.
Pete Ravel, Four on the Floor, performing 2 to 4 today at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. They do this every first and third Thursday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
You heard this in Melissa's great news segment. Winter Park Aquatic Center going to have some special guests tomorrow. Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
Santa!
They're going to be there for... They're going to be there for pictures, and you can give Santa or tell him your Christmas wish list. Get that in before Christmas. Bring a non-perishable food item if you can.
Mm-hmm. And take a picture with the big guy. It should be fun. Appreciate them doing that, and it should be a lot of fun. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And if you feel like it, share your pictures on our Facebook pages. We'd love to see those.
We'd love to see those. Mm-hmm. That'd be wonderful.
Our good friends at the VFW have meetings going on. VFW 2534 has their monthly meeting today at 6 at the VFW Post and Rudden Road right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Keep that in mind, everybody, and they wish everybody happy holidays.
Yeah, find out what's going on at the VFW.
Mm-hmm. And just a touch on a world big story right here. A 76-year-old teacher in Illinois named Paul Duritz was just awarded a Guinness World Record for the longest career as a social studies teacher.
Oh, congratulations to him.
He's been teaching at the same middle school for 53 years.
Wow, 53 years.
And
that's impressive.
I think that's just a beautiful story. That's pretty cool. And we thank him for his service, everything he's given to his community.
Absolutely.
Every year for almost two decades, the Christmas Spirit Foundation has been doing something called Trees for Troops. They partner with tree farms and FedEx to bring thousands of Christmas trees to U.S. military bases all over the world.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
I they've been doing this for so long, and it was just a couple of years ago that I first heard about this. Shout out to the goodnewsnetwork.org. Do great reporting over there. This is a great story. Encourage people to read more about this, and you can even help out the Christmas Spirit Foundation. You can even donate to the work they do and help them out.
That's wonderful.
We appreciate the best listeners in radio, all of you waking up and joining us today. Want to send a shout out to Madison Rafter from the South Oconee Humane Society and Dumpling, our pet of the week.
Cute little terrier dog. He is adorable.
Find out more at SWCHS.com. SWCHS.com. Support our local Humane Society. They certainly do a great job for us.
Mm-hmm.
Great show today, Melissa. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
We'll do this.
Thanks for all our callers calling in today.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate you guys doing that. Now, don't be a stranger. Keep on calling up and joining the conversation. We want to hear from you more and more on the show here. We'll have opportunities tomorrow for that. Looking forward to hanging out and getting you all ready for Christmas tomorrow. It's going to be a good show. Seth, Melissa, and I are going to be hanging out.
We'll do that.
Have a great day, Melissa.
Yep, you too, James. Thank you.
And Seth showed up just to do the ID. Cool. Thank you, brother. Go right ahead.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.